This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Aaron, didn't you have some super exciting news to tell me?
Oh my God, are you obsessed with me? Are you obsessed with me?
Get in the car.
We do have some exciting news. Would you like to share it? Let's share it one word at a time.
Okay.
We
have
a
Patreon
that
is
currently
launched.
Are you guys recording without me?
Damn it, Adel. He went to the bathroom and we decided
shut
to do
up.
This. He's obsessed with us.
He's obsessed with us.
Should I go back to my corner?
It's currently launched, and you can find us at
patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. That's the name of our podcast with a slash.
And how much does it cost a month?
You can give any amount that you want, but we recommend giving $5 because that's the only one that unlocks content.
Great.
Wait, are we getting paid?
No.
Don't worry about it. Go back to your corner. So yeah, $5 a month. You can join the Clue Crew. You get access to all of our bonus episodes. They drop every Friday.
Yeah, do they come out on Friday? And are they freaking great?
Yeah, they're freaking great. They're freaking full freaking length.
I would say these are seriously some of my favorite episodes we've recorded.
Yeah, they're the only good ones. Adel, do you have anything to fucking add?
At one point, I thought it'd be funny if we called our Patreon the Clue Fucks Fam.
I wish you had peed longer. I wish you had had more
I
pee.
I wish you had peed all of the water out of your entire body and you turned into a mummy.
This is why we tried to record this without you here.
You fucked us.
I don't care that we hurt your feelings. I don't care.
All right, KJ, take us out.
This is Puzzies.
Bum, 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 bum.
We are getting sued. We're getting sued. There's no way we don't go to jail. Sweet mouth like this, I cannot go to jail.
Snot just came out of my nose.
Sweet nose like that, snot coming out, you cannot go to jail.
So what? It's sweet nose, sweet mouth, and sweet eyes, a.k.a. Adel Refine.
Sweet Valley High's own Adel Bye-Bye.
This is Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Aaron Keefe.
I'm John Petrick Cohen.
My name is Adel Refine.
And we've made it.
And we've made it. And we're here and we've made it. Oh, welcome to the top. Looks pretty good from on top of old Kilimanjaro.
Ooh, so high up. Can't believe we hiked all the way to the intro of this episode.
Took a while. JPC, did you spit in my drink?
Yes. I just for the listeners at home, I got back from a Starbucks run.
Nice. Low budget.
That beep, I thought it worked pretty well.
Where I got everybody coffee, but a little surprise, I spit in everyone's coffee.
You should have spit in one person's coffee and then let fear do the rest.
Okay, And I didn't do that. I did spit in everyone's coffee, but everyone has a special type of spit. So yes, Aaron, you have my spit. Adel, you have my butt spit, a.k.a. a little bit of my shit. And KJ, you have the spit of my heart, a.k.a. blood.
Guys, hold tight. I got to run to the bathroom. I got to get a butt spit real quick.
I did all
the spit of my heart. That sounds like Shakespeare.
All four types of spit in everyone's drink. Mine is the spit of the spleen, bile.
Doesn't that sound like what Shakespeare would call blood? The spit of my heart poured on the ground.
Yes, of course. No, I didn't spit in anyone's drinks. I wanted you all to enjoy your drinks free of worry of contaminants. I even had all of the baristas wash themselves full body before they began the process. They have an emergency shower, one of those like chemistry lab emergency showers to wash off acids and stuff, and I made them do a couple of rounds
in case
there.
One of those Jurassic Park dinosaurs frill their necks and spit all over the place.
I threw a bath bomb in there. I had enough fun with it. They had a good time.
And JPC, you are Old Man Spittles?
I'm Old Man Spittles for this episode, so I have all the spittles and riddles, and I will puzzle you with them throughout the episode.
I can't wait. And let's get this show on the road!
And by that, dear listeners, what we mean is that we have rented a party bus.
Oh, my God.
We are recording this from on a bus, and we are literally getting the show on the road, although we are stopped at a traffic light.
And it looks like the traffic light is out. And the road is closed. So we will get this party bus movie just as soon as we figure out what is going on. It looks like there was some sort of being told it was a murder in the road.
Let's do this.
Of geese. Okay, so these riddles, these warm-up riddles, some people when they submit riddles to us and waste our fucking time with the bullshit that they know, some people when they submit riddles, they'll submit just warm-up riddles, like pretty easy ones to solve. So I've taken a few of the warm-up riddle submissions, mm-hmm. and we're going to do them today. I will give people some shout-outs for if they sent in a riddle. This one is from Lori. Lori, you didn't say whether or not I should read your last name, so I will not. I will say that this was sent from an Xperia by Sony smartphone. So that should narrow down who Lori is.
I know who it is.
Yeah, it's an Xperia by Sony smartphone. If you rip a hole in me, there will be fewer holes than when you started. What am I?
Skin, human skin.
Thank you, next.
Cheese.
Thank you, next. By the way, I will be saying thank you next if you don't get the riddle correct. I'm so fucking grateful for my ex.
Okay.
If you rip a hole in me, there will be fewer holes than when you started.
Logic.
Space-time continuum. If you rip a hole in me, there will be fewer
wow.
holes.
Wow. That's deep.
Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, no. thank you next. But that is actually, that's a really good answer.
If you rip a hole in me.
Rip a hole makes me sound like I'm farting to a hole. I just ripped a hole. Larry the Cable Guy, get her dirt.
I got a butt spit and then I got to rip a hole.
I got to go rip a hole.
Is it an object?
Yes.
Is it Rip Torn? Is it Rip Taylor?
Yes. If you rip a hole and Rip Torn, you have less Rip Torns.
You ever think about what Rip Torn's tombstone's gonna say?
Here's
he might go joke. A little something like this.
Here died a man in black.
Okay.
If you rip a hole in me, rip is such a violent word.
If you rip a hole in me, you have fewer holes than when you started.
Yeah, there will be fewer holes than when you started.
Pants.
So whatever this has already has holes in it.
Pants.
So if you
rip a hole, if you rip a hole in the middle,
Aaron,
it's one hole. Am
Aaron,
I? Honestly, am I? I can't really hear myself. I think I have an ear infection.
You mean an ear TI?
Yeah, I have an ear TI. I have an ear TI. A couple years ago, the sweetest little girl, I love her a lot. She stabbed a paintbrush in my ear and popped my eardrum in my right ear, and now I get a
Holy
lot of ear infections.
Shit.
Jesus
what?
Christ.
Yeah.
I
it was
would
an
be
accident.
All like, thank you, next.
Yeah, she yeah. was like a 3-year-old girl, and she liked to like pretend to put makeup on me.
Okay.
And so she would just grab a paintbrush that didn't have anything on it. And she went like, close your eyes, because I thought she wanted to put...
and she tried to stab your brain?
And then she lined it up and then poked.
It sounds like
eardrum.
It was premeditated. If she said, close your eyes, and then stuff.
She went, close your eyes, bitch. And I went, what? And she went, close your eyes, Aaron.
99, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. She's the best little kid in the world. And then I scared her so bad because I screamed, obviously, and I was bleeding. And I was like, ah!
And she got 7 to 10.
And she started she's screaming and
sobbing.
Yeah, 7
to 10
and she
minutes
was like,
in timeout.
And then she just like pet my head and was like, you're okay. She was so scared. But anyways, now I get ear infections. What was the riddle and what was I saying?
It was tell the most terrible thing about your life was the riddle. And you did it. I guess Aaron got it. That sounds terrible.
She made me, her and her mom made me a little card that was like, lend me your ear because I want to say I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Look, if my kid.
Too soon to be cute with it.
If my kid skewered a teacher's eardrum with mm-hmm. a paintbrush, I'd be worried about a lawsuit and I would not be cutesy.
Oh no, they were
My dad hit a guy with a car when we were growing up and the guy lost his leg and my dad sent him a card that said
here we go.
Learn to let go.
Oh no.
Yeah, my dad,
okay.
Real piece of work.
It's pants.
No.
No, but you no, but like,
see,
that's technically right.
Thank
I
you
wanna
next.
See a quick scene where Aaron is who she is, mm-hmm. her own beautiful self.
Uh-huh.
You got stabbed in the eardrum.
Sure.
And JPC, you're a parent whose kid did that.
Okay.
And you've come into the school not to apologize because you seem very flippant about it,
yeah.
but you just talked to Aaron.
Gotcha. So Sydney. Did
was
this?
That the beginning of Push It?
Yeah.
Push It. That really was. I'm new to town and this school is for my kid. Okay. So you're Airbin or whatever?
What?
You're Airbin?
Are you?
My kid? You're my kid, Matilda's teacher?
Are you trying to say Aaron?
I don't know your name. Okay. I just saw it in an email.
Yeah. Sorry. Can you talk a little quieter? Yeah. I'm Matilda's teacher. How can I help you?
How much does a teacher earn a year?
Earn?
I'm sorry.
Are
I've
you
only
to say
seen the
earn?
Word spelled.
Because
we can make this go away.
Well, in this state, this town, I make about like $40,000 a year.
$40,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you just say a number, and we can make this whole thing go away.
Okay. Four? What a number for what?
Look. My kid did something to you, okay? And now
she
you probably want...
stabbed me in the ear with a knife.
Oh, all right. All right.
Where she got that knife and where she learned how to do that, I guess we'll never know, parents.
Well, we picked it up on our... She picked up the knife from our lake house. We have a small little cottage on Lake Erie, and that's where she got the knife.
All right. Well, it must be nice. What?
I didn't say anything. Look, what do you want to make this go away?
I want you... to switch places with me for 1 week.
Thunderstorm, lightning, Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, deal.
Same. I like that you, it sounded like you were calling her an airbender.
The last airbender.
Are you Airbin Keith?
Airbin Keith.
Urban.
Urban Keith.
Are you Keith Urban?
Keith Urban, Urban Keith. No, rip a hole in me. There will be fewer holes than where you started.
Swiss cheese.
Oh, it's pants.
It needs to be something. It needs to be something with a lot of holes, because there will be fewer holes if you rip a hole.
Swiss cheese.
No.
A window.
What has a lot of holes?
Screen.
This thing is basically all holes.
Pumice.
No.
Screen.
It's not a food.
Do you think what'd pumice?
You
say? Is, do you think
a
pumice
screen?
Is,
yeah.
Mesh tank top. Do you think pumice is food?
Pumice.
So, you think pumice is purple hummus?
Screen is not the answer here, but it is very close because a screen is like mesh.
Screen
so
two.
What else?
Mesh. Campbell.
Well, yes. What else is screen like?
Screen like mesh. Mesh tanked up. Screen.
What I mean,
else is screen like?
I think I will accept a screen here, yeah. But okay. What's like a screen that you would apply to the sea?
A net.
Yeah, a net.
A net.
A net. Footage.
A net.
Nobody's got.
Yes, a net. The answer is a net.
You, a woman named Annette, you're going to rip a hole in a woman
if
named
Annette?
If you
rip a hole in a woman named Annette and then say,
she
gotcha,
you
bitch. Then you're a little demon child. But yes, it is. The answer is a net. Thank you so much, Lori. You can find Lori on her Sony smartphone by Xperia. That's Xperia. I've never heard of that before.
Xperia.
When you guys send out emails from your phone, does it have that thing at the bottom that's like typed on my phone?
Yes.
You that is included?
Yes.
Mine isn't for some reason. I think I turned it off.
Hmm.
But
nice.
I've heard that you should put it on there so people know that you're taking emails even when you're on your phone.
What's some hot fucking great content you're spitting?
What are some more tech tips?
Yeah,
okay.
What are some fucking...
Would
this brings us to our first ever JPC's Tech Tips.
Addle, you're shouting.
Fucking Genius Bar.
Okay, would you like my
Why
tech tips?
Why don't you tend the Genius Bar?
Here's my first tech tip for you. If you are wearing headphones on the train, people will assume that you're listening to music, but you can turn those headphones off, keep them in your ears, and listen to people's conversations. A lot of times they talk about their personal finances or where they've put their treasure.
this has been JPC's Tech Tips.
This has been my Tech Tips Corner. Join us next week for even more Tech Tips. We'll never record one of those again. okay, are you guys ready for another warm-up riddle?
I am. Thank you for asking.
Or would you rather do another tech tip?
Warm-up.
Okay, so the title of this email is Dumb Silly Riddles, in parentheses, probably good for warm-ups. This is from Robert. Robert, I don't
Hello?
Know, Robert, if you want me to include your last name, so I will not. Robert writes, these are two very silly and dumb warm-up riddles. I've included some hints for each one, and Robert loves the show, which who knows why. Riddle number one, what animal has the biggest breasts?
What?
What?
Oh, no.
Seriously?
A net. It's a net.
It's a net. What animal has the biggest breasts?
Aaron.
Aaron, why?
For listeners, Aaron just grabbed her bazoomas.
Oh, KJ's like, please get me out of here.
It's gotta be chicken.
I have
turkey.
Hint. I have hint. I have hint.
Turkey's got big breasts. Cow's got udders. Probably turkeys. Ostrich. What is it? What's the tit? What's the hint?
What's the tit?
What's the tip?
You
want a
tip?
I want a tech tip.
What's the hint?
I want a tech tip.
Riddle hint number one. This is the first hint. There's two, I think.
Yeah.
The answer involves some dumb wordplay. What animal has the biggest breasts?
Titty mouse. Tit mouse. A titty mouse.
Ostrich.
A titty mouse?
I said ostrich 10 minutes ago. Did you not hear me from your fucking pop to your drum?
I can't hear.
What a convenient pop to your drum.
It involves wordplay. So when we think of, okay, I know what's going on.
You do know what's going on?
Double-breasted.
It's going to be something, Aaron, grew up. It's going to be something involving huge boobs. It's
going
to be.
I do like where you're going with double-breasted. It's not the right answer, but isn't there like a double-breasted booby as this like a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it something, is it play on like Dolly Parton?
No, no. The animal, the animal's name is the wordplay.
I was going to say like Collie Parton.
And
like
a man
dog.
Wrote this?
Well, no.
Excellent.
No.
Excellent.
This is from Robert, but we don't know if that's a man.
So what was the last clue you gave? You said it is.
The answer involves dumb wordplay. I do have one more hint.
Mm-hmm.
A C cup bra is bigger than a B cup bra.
Is it ocean?
A C cup bra.
No, it's not
like
ocean.
S-E-A.
No. It's all spelled out. Like C cup is bigger than B cup, and that's the logic that will get you to the answer.
D cup.
Keep going.
E cup.
Keep going.
F cup.
You gotta keep going all
Z
the way.
Cup.
What's up?
Z cup.
Peacock.
Zebra.
Zebra.
Kill me. No.
So Aaron liked that word. By the way, his answer says a zebra. In parentheses, a zebra. Get it? Cricket sounds. So you didn't get cricket sounds unless crickets make the no, no, no sound, which would be a great sound if crickets made.
I think just as common as they are now.
No, no,
damn
no.
It! Damn it!
Damn it, Steve!
I think the best jokes.
Where are the keys to the Honda, Steve?
No.
Making
I wish crickets were like
country
parrots.
Plays.
So like parrots, they just took people's complaints and then magnified those back as cricket sounds.
Isn't it nice to be out in the country, honey?
No.
I like just getting away, from the city. Did you fuck her? Did you fuck her? Call your whore, Steve.
I'm laughing now.
Okay, are you guys ready for Robert's? We don't know his.
Honestly, thank you next.
Thank you next.
All the best jokes end with get it.
All right. Riddle two. What three-letter word turns boys into men and girls into women?
Motown Philly. Was that right?
No, it's not Motown Philly. Three-letter word?
Yeah.
No. Three-letter word turns boys into men and girls into women.
Hers.
Boys into men, girls
hers?
Into women.
He.
Add a letter her.
You said hers and he.
How many
which
letters
is a two-letter word and a four-letter
how
word.
How many letters is pubes?
11.
No, thank you,
drunk.
Next.
What three-letter word turns boys to men?
Yes, three-letter word turns boys into men and girls into women.
Is there a cover? Is there a boys to men cover group called Girls to Women?
Not yet.
Can there be?
Aaron Don't Lee? Look at me.
I'll produce it.
What three-letter word turns boys to men?
I have hints too.
All right, I'll take
women.
A hint.
Age, A-G-E.
The answer, yes, you got it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's age, A-G-E. You want to read these hints anyway? The answer is not creepy or weird and does not involve toxic masculinity. Thank you, Robert. And there's no wordplay involved. It's just age.
Cool.
Yeah. So that one did not get cricket sounds. Thank you, next. Cool. And then we have one more warm-up riddle. This one, okay. This can't possibly be this person's name. Hold on. Let me see if they signed it.
Is it Blomba?
Wow. It's from four people, but they're okay. I'll read their name at the end.
Is it the Four Horsemen?
No, they're.
Is it
us?
Pestilence?
I will say this. So this is the title of this email is stupidly
Wait, Aaron,
simple.
How many people do you think host this show?
I see four people in this room right now.
Wow. Letters got a hosting job. Nice job, Letters.
Take it away, Letters.
KJ's clamming up.
Stupidly simple warm-up riddle. The person's Gmail name is Allison Wonderland. So Allison Wonderland, that can't be a real person's name, right?
No, it's a joke. It's
Great.
A pun.
I get baked, but I don't get high. I wear a jacket, but I'm not a guy. I get smashed, but I do not drink. I am white or orange, but never pink. What am I?
Guy Fieri.
No, and it's Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Welcome to my diner. It's David and Ravens.
What fairy?
I get baked, but I don't get high. I wear a jacket,
but
I'm
baked, but.
Like, keep read it again.
But
I get baked, but I don't get high. I wear a jacket, but I'm not a guy. I get smashed, but I do not drink. I'm white or orange, but never pink.
This is a riddle.
Think about it, kids. Don't do drugs. Give some kisses. You give some hugs. Gonna talk to mom. Gonna talk to dad. Gonna be real happy. Ain't gonna get sad.
Just want to bring up one more thing. If you're a kid, you should do drugs. Drugs are cool and doing them is fine. Do drugs if you're a kid all the time.
This is a riddle.
This is a riddle.
Do you guys know the answer to this riddle?
No.
Aaron, do you want to even fucking try?
No!
Do you want to show up for work today?
Thank you, next.
So what is... Thank you, next. Read it one more time.
I get baked, but I don't get high.
I get baked, but I don't get high. So
I wear a jacket.
So far, it's like cake.
Yeah.
I wear a jacket. You're on the right track. I wear a jacket, but I'm not a guy.
Cake. That's a band.
Hot
cake.
Dog.
Long I get smashed, but smash I do mouth. Not drink. I'm white or orange, but never pink. I think the I
cake
get baked.
Smash.
I get baked and I get smashed are probably the most important clues of this one.
I get baked, but I get smashed.
Potatoes.
The answer is potato.
My favorite food.
White or orange, but never pink. Sweet potatoes, regular potatoes. And they said, P.S., my name is Allison. Me and my husband, Rob, love your podcast. And we have two cats, but neither one is a Ritty Kitty, which
sucks. Rob Robert from the last round of?
Yes, they're married.
Did they say how they met?
Is his name Rob Wonderland?
Yes, his name is Rob Wonderland. My body.
Last name is a Wonderland.
It's Bob. He has a nice body. It's a Wonderland. They sent a couple photos of their cats because they're very cute. They were both strays, and now they're both lazy chonks. Their two cats are named Elixir Black and Meme White. I will show you these pictures later. And they sent it love, Allison, Rob, Elixir, and Meme. These are really cute cats.
How do you think Allison and Rob met?
It says.
Cat convention?
Rob was tracking down Allison's previous husband's killer. so here are their cats.
Classic love story. Aww.
They're white and black.
They're like little salt pepper shakers.
Oh, my God,
they
look like they're hugging.
They're little love bugs.
Aww.
They're little cute guys.
I like them.
Thank you so much for sending us your riddles, and thank you even more for sending us pictures of your cats. We are from the planet Malmac, and we eat pictures of cats.
I kill me.
Boy, oh boy. Thank you, next. That's it. That's all I Jesus Christ.
That was the riddles.
Riddles.
Please do good. Don't do harm. Scariest thing is a snake with arms.
I
agree.
That would be so scary.
Oh my God.
Picture
really strong arms.
Everybody close your eyes.
Yes.
Even if you're driving, close your eyes.
No.
Picture King Cobra. Now put arms on it. Now, where it would have legs, more arms.
More arms. Imagine a centipede, except those little legs are human arms.
And it's called a King Cobra.
Now I'm just imagining a snake like putting up its hands, like
put them up. And the arms are jacked. Well, like the top two arms are jacked, and then the bottom two are like atrophied.
I'm so fucking grateful for my arms. Thank you. Next, are you guys ready?
Thought
for
I was ended up with snake, but it wasn't a match.
Are you guys ready for a little bit of riddle fun?
Sure.
KG, by the way, really liked that. Thought I ended up with snake.
I ended up with snake. But it wasn't a match.
All right.
Wrote some songs about snake. Now I listen and laugh.
Keep going.
All right. The title of this riddle, I love riddles with titles, is Burning Down the Building. An old apartment building caught fire.
I like that whenever you're old man puzzles, you get like a real radio voice going on.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Next. An old apartment.
Usually you just like, usually you sit back and dick around, and then whenever your old man puzzles, you're like, listen to this. So there was a man, and he was
serious.
Walking.
All of a sudden, my personality has changed, and I'm down to business.
At the top of the hour, we're going to have news and traffic.
When you're not old man puzzles, you're like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Eddie Klinker and James Dugan and I play that Gloomhaven game on Twitch. Adel, you played it with us once.
Mm-hmm.
But in the rules,
been asked back.
You never will.
I've never been invited.
You would hate it. and the rules for each mission that you read, sometimes there are special rules like at the very bottom of the rule book, and I always like get to it and I get so surprised. I go, special rules, and they make fun of me relentlessly for the way I say special rules. But you know what? It's good to have this presentation.
Is this that show or?
Okay, you fucking talk about Cunt the Badger on every episode. Don't throw it in my face when I plug another one of my projects.
I don't have other projects. I'm monogamous.
I don't have other projects. I'm monogamous.
Erin has a wine glass right now that she poured a full bottle of wine into and only half of the glass is full.
Mm.
What is that glass?
Erin also just texted me, thank you, sexts.
Monogamous. I'll never do
monogamous.
Other art. This is my only art.
Burning down the building. This hardly qualifies as art. This is crap. What we do is trash. An old apartment building caught fire. Most apartments were damaged badly, and many people were left homeless. An investigator arrived from the fire department.
They were left what?
Homeless. An investigator arrived from the fire department. A shady man pulled him aside into a dark corner of the building and handed him $500 bills. It would be better for both of us, said the shady man, if something went wrong with the investigation. Lose the papers or whatever.
Man is Eminem.
The investigator looked at the money and protested. But the landlord will want to file an insurance claim and needs our report. He won't mind, the shady man replied. Be nice to other victims and don't ask questions. The investigator pocketed the money and conveniently forgot the case. Why did the landlord not get upset?
Because the landlord was the one who started the fire.
Landlord started fire. Landlord burned alive.
I don't know the answer to this riddle, so I'll have to look it up.
Landlord burned alive.
But there is clues to this riddle, just so everyone is in the know here.
All right. I think the landlord was the guy.
No. Landlord was a guy.
You think the landlord was the shady man?
Yes.
Okay. I would say that's a very good guess. But why wouldn't the landlord want the insurance money?
Because he made more money somehow by it. Or whatever.
Yes, the answer is he made more money somehow or whatever. So Erin got it right, actually. Mm-hmm. It says that Aaron's the smartest one here.
Mm.
I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
Erin is so over this.
Okay, I'm ready.
I would like JPC to be a shady landlord.
Okay.
And Erin, you are a tenant looking to you're someone looking to be a tenant in this building that the landlord owns, and you have a lot of energy.
Hello.
Hello, Ayo. You my 3 o'clock? You here to see the building?
Oh God, sorry. You came out of nowhere. Is your shirt the same pattern as the wallpaper?
Yes, I have many copies of this shirt. I bought them after I bought the wall. I got a deal. Shirts and wallpaper all in the same day. Well, my name is Gary. I'm the building manager, the landlord. You're looking at apartment 2C, is that correct?
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to find an apartment in a pinch. I just broke up with my partner, and we shared a place, and they're keeping the place, so now I need to find another apartment.
Well, I don't know about an apartment in a pinch, but I have an apartment in this building. Just a little landlord humor.
Oh, God. What just came out of your mouth?
Sorry, I've been eating cigarettes all day. Now, you said you wanted to see apartment 2C? I'd love to see you in that apartment. If you catch my drift.
Okay.
Get it? My pants are made of driftwood.
Yeah, what are your shoes made out of?
These are human skulls.
What?
Yeah, you know, graveyards. The best shoes is what they say. Come on up to the apartment. Here you go. Click, click, click. Ah, here we go. The main room. Ignore all the crabs. I'm doing a thing with crabs in here right now. They'll be all cleared out by the time you're ready to scuttle in.
What
Sorry,
that smell?
Put my fingers in your mouth. Did that?
Honestly, this is my favorite character you've ever played. You sounded like the giant gnat from
what?
The Star Wars movie.
The giant gnat from the Star Wars movie?
There's like that giant flying elephant gnat who owns Anakin.
Oh, Grotto? No.
Sebulba?
No. Sebulba is the racer.
Excuse me?
Sebulba is the pod racer, right?
What is this?
How many people does it take
Star Wars
to,
episode
how
one.
Many Polish people does it take to change a Sebulba?
Oh, no.
Annie.
But then, yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's Annie. Like Grotto or Blotto. Blotto. Blotto.
Blotto.
I don't know.
That's who you sounded like.
Okay. Good.
It's meant to be.
Does anyone have any interest in your riddle?
I don't know.
Do you guys want hints?
I would love
You've
a hint.
You've given zero answers,
I'd
so
love a hint.
Only time for hints.
I'd love a hint.
Wait, are we still on the landlord one?
Yeah. Yes.
I thought we got it.
What did you say?
Aaron said that the shady guy was the landlord.
Yes, but why did he not want the investigation?
Read us the hints. We'll figure it out.
He forgot what money was.
Adel and I are
did
smart.
Did anyone bribe the
this.
Landlord? No. Did the fire destroy evidence of a crime? No. Did a tenant set the fire, perhaps out of anger? No.
All right, we're further.
The landlord was the Human Torch, Johnny Storm scene, period. So what do we have to figure out why the landlord did it?
Yeah, because the landlord said that they didn't want an investigation. It would be better for both of us if the shady man...
Oh, was a dragon started the fire. The guy was indebted to the dragon. He didn't want to make him mad.
No. This answer to this question is, I mean, this landlord's a real piece of shit. A real slumlord. Millionaire. Do you guys want to know the answer?
Yes, yeah. Please.
So the shady man, Aaron is correct. The shady man was the landlord.
Wow. Cool.
Which I think was pretty obvious from the riddle. But why? Why did he set the fire?
So he could build a much more beautiful, rich person building.
Yes,
there.
That is, it's very close.
The land was valuable, but the building was nasty.
So the landlord set fire to his own building. It was occupied by tenants who paid a low rent that was restricted by law. If they moved out, then he would have vacant apartments that could be offered at much higher rent than before. Incurring fire damage was a sensible investment, for it would remove the low-rent tenants and permit elegant remodeling into luxury apartments that could fetch a very high rent.
Apartment
what
was the name
jerk.
Of his phoenix.
Yes, his phoenix was named Apartment. Yeah, this guy is... honestly, if this was my landlord, I'd be fripping pissed.
This brings us to our first ever segment, JPC's If This Was My Landlord.
Yeah, okay. So, as we all know, in this segment, If This Was My Landlord, fans write in with scenarios, and I think, Adel, you have one of these fan scenarios that they wrote in. This is a scenario of a real-life something that a landlord did, and we will read it, and then I will give my response to what I would do in their shoes.
Okay, this is from PJ in Carlsville, North Carolina.
Yep.
And he says that
Carolina.
He had a landlord who, whenever he would leave his apartment, the landlord would come into his apartment, go through the fridge, eat some of his food, and not lock the door when he left.
If this was my landlord, here's what I would do. I would make homemade ravioli, but instead of meat or cheese inside, I would fill them with my poop. I would put my poop ravioli in my fridge. I would label it, special ravioli, do not eat. I would cover it in a sweet, tangy, spicy marinara sauce. The landlord would come into my apartment, eat all of my poop, and then I would bust out of my closet and say, guess what, shitlord, you just ate my poop. This has been, If This Was My Landlord, a recurring segment on this show. It appears just after JPC's Tech Corner. Yeah.
Tech Tips.
Tech Tips.
I'm never going to have a segment.
Oh, Aaron, you'll have a segment.
No, never.
What about Sleepy Girl Fall Asleep Under a Tree?
Oh,
yeah.
The only thing I'm good at? Maybe.
This brings us to our first ever. Aaron says, this guy's got me scared to death.
First ever. People were furious at me.
Oh, one guy loved it.
One guy.
Probably.
This guy's got scared to death.
Okay, caught in the act. A woman walked into a police station.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
But really, start the riddle.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the joke? I want to report a pickpocket, she announced. A man staggered in behind her, his hand in her coat pocket. Arrest that man, she continued, pointing at him. What is the fucking end of this riddle? He was arrested. He was arrested.
Where do we go from here?
He was arrested, tried, and convicted of picking pockets. Why did he enter the police station in a posture that obviously suggested his crime?
He was stealing already chewed gum out of her pocket. It got stuck in her pocket.
She put a bear trap in her pocket.
My guess is that
mousetrap.
She has some sort of like, but even if it's a mousetrap, why wouldn't you just pull his hand out?
Because it's attached, it's sewn in, it's a mousetrap.
Because the man jumped into the tub, which released the ball, which dropped the basket.
You're thinking of a Rube Tube Tube machine.
I'm thinking of a Rube Tube, yes.
I have to see a scene. Aaron, you have just created a Rube Tube Tube machine.
Adel's so mad at me.
No, you've just created a Rube Tube Tube machine. Adel, you are paying.
Adel's dying.
You're a client who paid her to create a Rube Goldberg machine in your apartment to help you propose to your girlfriend. This is a Rube Tube Tube machine, is what she has created. She's going to be walking you through the Rube Tube Tube machine. It's it.
All right, come on in. Watch your step. Watch your step.
This is not exactly what I thought. So, again, I had mentioned that maybe I light a candle.
Uh-huh.
There's a string above the candle. It slowly starts to burn. It snaps. And then from the release of that string, uh-huh. there's going to be a chicken that lays an egg. The egg's going to fall, crack open.
Uh-huh.
It's going to cook. The smell of that wafts over to a cat. The uh-huh. cat starts to run. The running of the cat triggers a light bulb. When the light bulb turns on, it would illuminate a ring that I'm holding next to the bulb.
Okay, yeah. I think I misunderstood. I just connected all your pipes.
Can you walk
your other
through?
Pipes.
You connected all my pipes?
Yeah, I just connected everything that looks like a tube in your apartment. Now it's all one big
There's
thing.
There's a potato stuck in this pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pull that out.
Sabulba?
Ah, it's me, Annie.
But if you go through all the tubes, you get to this little guy.
Hold on.
What?
I asked for
a Rube Tube Goldberg
machine. You built me a Rube Tube Tube, and you're a pod racer.
Ah, midichlorians,
but he's
Annie.
Holding the ring. She's going to say yes.
I hold the ring.
Hey,
what?
If it's meant to be, the proposal doesn't matter.
What?
You can propose if she's really the love of your life.
But this guy's walking
hey!
On his arms? What? What?
Don't worry about this guy.
I'm a snake with arms.
You kind of are a snake with arms.
Yeah.
But you have like catfish tendrils.
Yeah. Annie.
Can you? Okay. Oh, she's coming.
Oh,
she's coming.
Okay.
Can you two do me a favor?
Yes.
I need you two to propose to her. Make it romantic. Maybe like poetry or
yes,
something.
Yes, he's a Rube Tube Tube machine.
Yeah,
I'm going to go get
tube.
The ring. Okay, okay here she great. Comes. Hello?
Hello? You're in the wrong place. Just kidding. Come in.
Scene?
I thought that was Batman showing
you're
up.
In you're in the wrong place.
Rachel.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman. Am I doing it? I'm Batman.
Why
I'm
do,
Batman.
Why do we fall, Sabulba?
Annie.
Again, I don't think that's Sabulba.
That's Waluigi.
Yeah, that's Waluigi. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, we learned from letters themselves. We learned from KJ, wa in Japanese means evil.
Oh.
So that's why it's Wario Waluigi.
Interesting.
Because the prefix wa means evil.
Really wish we could have learned that on mic.
Which well, is why water.
I'll never learn on mic.
Which is why waffles.
Yeah, are evil fools.
Evil bread.
Evil bread.
Awfuls. Evil awfuls.
Mommy, cook me some evil bread.
Oh, boy. Do you guys want some questions answered about this?
Can sure. we make like a Kit Kat bar and take a break?
What? Can we not do it in the middle of a riddle?
Are we in the middle of a riddle?
Yes.
What's our riddle?
The pickpocket one.
That's more of a short story.
Okay. Was he really a pickpocket? Yes. Did he want to be arrested? No. Did he act rationally? Yes. Your guess is mousetrap in the pocket?
I think
yeah, he would get hurt if he pulled his hand out of the
pocket.
I
think it's like super glue attached to maybe like child pornography or something. Or it's like if he takes his hand out, he's ruined.
Oh, my God.
You know that old trick?
Yeah,
you
that old
Home,
trick.
You know in Home Alone, like he put the iron on the door, he put broken ornaments under the window, and then he put super glue on top of child pornography?
Yeah.
So that when they grabbed it, they're like, we have to stay in the house. Because otherwise...
Yeah.
I think you're remembering that wrong.
If I go outside, I'm fucked.
Okay, I don't know.
So, the sticky bandits. Anyway, so yeah, you guys are correct with Mousetrap, kind of. In this true story, a neighborhood pickpocket was caught by a woman, the wife of an 18th century inventor, Peter Cooper, who sewed fish hooks into her coat pocket. When he caught his hand on the hooks, she told him, I am going to the police station and you are coming with me. He cooperated to prevent serious injury to his hand.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that.
Oh, I have to see a scene.
This guy, well, hold on. This guy, I would just like to say, is an inventor, and what he invented was the worst coat of the world.
Of the wife is like, let me get my keys. Yeah, Peter. When I was a kid,
when I was a kid, it was a pizza boy.
When I'd go to school and bring my lunch, I would always have like a fruit roll-up. Mm-hmm. And somebody kept stealing the fruit roll-up from my lunch and eating it. And this happened for like months. And then eventually my mom got fed up. So she took a fruit roll-up, soaked it in hot sauce, in like the hottest hot sauce, put it back on the film, rolled it back up, put it back in the package, mm-hmm. and somebody stole it. And then after that day, they never stole my fruit roll-up again.
Wow.
Because they clearly, it was like I was in like third grade or something.
What if what happened is that person, your mom followed you all day, that person bit into it, was like, ow! And that's how she knew, and then she just like cut their throat.
Like,
oh, my mom kills.
Sleep
the body
now.
Off a boat.
My mom kills. Aaron, you want to see a scene?
Yeah, I wanted to see a scene. Hook? Yeah, and I want JPC, you're this evil, not evil, but just genius.
Mustachioed.
Mustachioed yeah. genius who keeps inventing these things. And you're
Dr. Robotnik.
His yes. wife, and you're like...
The Eggman.
There's, like, a lot of the... Like, you're trying to be gentle, but, like, these are mostly destructive and not helpful.
Okay. Knock, knock, knock. Oh. I brought some chili.
Oh, thank you. I'm so hungry. I've just been in here squirreling away working on my inventions. Dear, would you care to test my newest invention?
I really don't.
No, it's perfectly safe. It won't do anything to you, a woman. It's a telephone that when you pick up the telephone, it cuts off your penis.
I don't see the point of this.
No, it's...
Ring,
it's,
ring, ring, ring.
Please.
What if...
Just ring, answer ring, it. Ring, you ring. Don't have a penis. It won't do anything.
It might still cut me.
It won't. I promise
ring,
it won't.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Yeah. Right now, the prototype is just me with scissors, and I got your leg, and I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
That's
but
a pretty deep
if you,
cut.
If you, oh no, okay, well, there you go.
Hello?
You just do?
Hello?
Oh, it's
I'm
a real
sorry.
Call.
Hello? Yes, hello?
Hi, I just wanted to call every number I could think of and ask you to not call me, because if I pick up this phone, my penis gets chopped off.
Wait a second.
What?
Did Thomas Edison beat me to my penis phone?
Yes, he so started selling these last week.
Oh, Edison!
Yes?
Click. Oh, yes. So this is you?
Yeah.
You are using your own phone?
Yes. I messed up.
I wonder how many numbers there are.
Well, it's
right
just
now?
Me, Edison, and Alexander Graham Bell.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Watson, come in here. I need you.
Scene.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick little break and cut our penises off. We will see you after these breasages.
Breasages?
Aaron, JPC, shh. Come on in, but be careful. All my penguins are sleeping on my Helix Sleep mattress.
Aww.
Look at that. The whole team sleeping on a Helix Sleep.
Helix Sleep, the mattress by and for penguins? No.
No,
wait,
that's not
that
it.
Can't be right. That can't be right, right?
Well, it's not by and for, but they love it, just like humans do.
Adel, I can't wait to wake them up and tell them that I also have a Helix Sleep mattress. I have the Midnight Lux, and it's by far the best night's sleep I've ever gotten. I miss my mattress so much.
Dang.
Aaron, do you think that people like being woken up to hear that someone has the same mattress as them?
In my experience.
I got to say, Midnight Lux would have been such a good penguin baseball player name. I don't know if you've noticed that penguins love these models with the memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if they sleep on their side, which most of them sleep standing up, but some of them sleep on their sides.
Wake them up so I can tell them that Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, which I enjoy, and newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So all you have to do is take a quick
Helix Sleep Quiz to find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Aww. Wake him up, wake him up.
And if they have mattresses for kids, they must have mattresses that penguins can enjoy as well, right?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. Plus, penguins will love this. There's no better way than to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your home or your burrow or wherever penguins live. That's why Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. 10 to 15 years, that's a penguin's lifespan, maybe.
Oh, one of them's waking up. Oh, they want to say something.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack. And hey, Penguin, I'm sorry. Is there any truth to the fact that Helix is owned by penguins, made by penguins, and it's exclusively for penguins? Or is that just something I made up in a dream?
Oh, he's asleep. He fell asleep.
Quick, wake him up and tell him about your mattress. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here.
They're
coming here.
They're running.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
That was so funny, JVC. Oh, I'm feeling drained.
Okay. No, yeah.
My social battery literally just ran out after you told that really funny joke.
Same girl, same.
It was a story about me getting into a car accident, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I really hit my wall. I'm feeling a little burnt out, a little tired.
Mm-hmm. Car also hit me into a wall.
I think I gotta talk to my BetterHelp therapist about this.
Aaron, I will say it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter and with JPC's stories.
Yeah, Puzzbot, you totally get it. You have a battery. I got a battery. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've been using BetterHelp for many years, and it helps me so much. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I just send a message to my counselor anytime I'm feeling a little low, blue, stressed, anxious, and she gets back to me so quickly in the most thoughtful way. It works for my brain better than traditional writing to a therapy ever did for me.
Yeah, speaking of brains, I got the brain scan back, by the way, just so you know, and I'm all clear that there's no bleed. Yeah.
And you just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
This is a drawing of a brain.
Always cool hanging out with you, Puzzbot. Always just a breath of fresh air.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I know I have struggled with why was I created to do puzzles. Are we really doing puzzles anymore, though?
So,
not really, I guess. That's a good point, Puzzbot.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE. Sorry about your cat, GPC. What was it?
Cat scan.
I got hit by a caterpillar construction truck.
Fun.
Thank you. Next, I'm so fucking grateful for this show and for you too. Thank you for being here with me.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
Are you two, my friends, ready for some more?
And I almost got snake. And for that, I'm so snakeful.
For a couple more riddles?
No.
No?
No.
Are the kitties sweepy?
No. Are two little kitties? Carry me in from the car and put me on my bed.
Yeah.
Carry me from the car. I'm too tired to walk to my own bed.
Put me in the car. Get me out of the trunk.
Get me out of the trunk. Carry us to bed.
Mom, can I get out of the trunk? I can't breathe.
Mom, I'm in the trunk. I can't breathe.
All you kids do is complain.
Whiny kidnapped kids. That's the...
All right.
This riddle is called Arrested Anyway. Rocky Redneck carried a gun. He had a state-issued fire...
Rocky Redneck. Carried a gun to shoot off the legs of his Bible.
Rocky Redneck carried a gun. He had a state-issued firearm permit that allowed him to do so, and he was careful to obey the law. One day, he went to visit his relatives across the country in another state. Rocky had a firearm permit from that state, too, and he could legally carry his gun there. He found out from the airlines that he could take his gun with him. Wrong.
Is this just Indiana propaganda? Like, what is...
Yeah, this is from Indiana. Okay. If it was declared to the airline staff and it was in checked baggage. Ever the law-abiding citizen, Rocky packed the gun in a suitcase, told the airline clerk about it, and had the suitcase checked. So why was Rocky arrested for weapons possession?
He was...
he had another weapon on him.
His body was a weapon.
A bow and arrow and a knife on
It's a Con Air situation where his fists are deadly weapons.
Why couldn't you put down the bunny?
Cameron Poe, I'm sentencing you to 20 years to life as a U.S. Marshal. All right.
Was I right? He was carrying other weapons?
I don't think he was carrying I don't think that's correct.
Oh, his coat had fish hooks in it.
Yes, his fish hooks are a weapon.
Hmm.
So he checked the gun... But he was still arrested for weapons? Because when you're in the air, you're not in a state. Right?
So
a state permit wouldn't...
Maritime
no,
law.
No, no, no. I think that
maritime law. When you're in the air, you're in the water. Maritime law.
So it's state to state.
When you're here, you're family. When you're in the air, you're family.
When you're in the air, I'm doing the Alfredo. State to state, if you're like flying over a state. But if you get above a certain... height into the air, you are in Alaska, technically. Mm. So he did travel through Alaska briefly in between his state-to-state travel.
I don't know this.
This is, I will say that this is unsatisfying. I will say that it's kind of stupid and that...
So it's like sex with you.
Yeah, it's like sex with me. It's unsatisfying, kind of stupid, and at the end, there will be...
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Oh, man, I wish that I got some chocolate when I got sex. That's like a treat. If you have sex with me...
Is sex not the treat? Is sex the chore and the treat is something after the sex?
Sex is is a trick a dog does.
Sex is the steak, chocolate's the sizzle.
can we get a hint?
Yes, we can get three hints.
I would love some.
Was Rocky wanted for a previous crime? No.
Yes.
Yep. I'll give you the questions, you give me the answers.
These are new riddles, right?
Did Rocky have to change planes? Yes. When Rocky checked his suitcase, did he expect it to be delivered directly to his final destination? No.
So he had a layover. And in that state, he didn't have a permit.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's
it? That's it. Those questions.
So this is more to scare people traveling.
Can I read you this? The way that this answer is phrased?
I love
it's
that.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Rocky took one airplane to an intermediate stop, got out, and got into a second airplane to his final destination. If he had told the airline that he was doing so, then his fare would have been higher. He was trying to save money by noting that the fares for the separate parts of the trip were less than the equivalent fare for the whole trip. I want to dead stop this answer. So the airline.
Who, me?
The airline.
You're going to dead stop me? I'm not even a host on this show. I'm an answer.
That's what right, you... answer. I'm taking you to riddle court.
What the hell is wrong with you? You make fun of me?
What? How does this make sense? The airline didn't know that he had booked two separate flights? What? He's. Does that make any sense to you guys?
How dare you? Leave me alone.
I want to have fun and answer riddles. I don't want to fucking figure out flights.
Yeah, this is like, thanks Expedia.com. But please sponsor the show.
Please sponsor us.
Therefore, he could not check the suitcase directly to the final destination, but had to retrieve it and recheck it at the intermediate stop. Rocky did not have a firearm permit for the state in which he made the intermediate stop, but was carrying the gun. He was arrested for that reason.
I heard you say final destination. Does that mean that the gun went off and killed him because he was supposed to die?
Yes, he was supposed to die in this riddle. The gun went off and killed him because he was supposed to die in this riddle.
Interesting.
Okay, I want to see a scene where there's a Adel, you are on a flight. There's a layover. You're in Seattle for 45 minutes. You do have a handgun. It's the same situation as Rocky. You have a legal you can carry it, but you can't carry it in Washington State. And there's a gun-sniffing dog. Aaron, you are going to be the handler for the gun-sniffing dog, and you are sniffing Adel's suitcase.
Hello?
That's a cute dog there. What is that? Is that a Rottweiler? What
yeah,
is that?
Pretty cute, huh? Sorry, we're going to needle you to open your bag. We have the needle here in Seattle.
I'm sorry?
You know that needle? The building?
Everywhere has needles.
No, I mean like the building. Never mind. So what's
oh,
in
the
your...
space needle.
Yeah. Mm. What's in your bag,
You're
going
to needle me to... So you took the word needle. You took the word need, added...
I was trying to connect to you. This is my best friend,
well,
dog.
Well, your tea latte.
Because Starbucks
coffee,
is from...
Coffee.
Yeah. This is my best friend, dog. Dog, what do you smell, bud? Wait, what? No, I'm not seeing him again.
I've been put in my Pike's what? Place.
Oh, you're making more references.
Like I've been put at my place, but Pike's place.
I got it. Sorry, my dog is accusing me of seeing my boyfriend again. Or my ex-boyfriend. Okay, dog. How could you smell his cologne on me?
Oh, wait, sorry. Your dog has some peanut butter in his mouth. Let me get it out so we can understand him.
You're seeing him again.
Okay, fine.
You're seeing him again.
No, how do you know? Maybe I've started using his cologne, maybe.
Look, if you want to go back, you can go back. But I'm not going to pick up the pieces when you come. Crawling back, heartbroken, because Steve cheated.
He's changed.
Can we tell you a story?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. His name is Steve. He is a shift manager at a Harley-Davidson retail store.
Is this a gun?
blam!
You can't have this here.
boy. He called the police. A burglar broke into a house, intending to steal from it. While still in the house, he called the police. Why? And the answer is he chickened out.
Just so everybody knows. It was his house. He was like, someone's burgling my house.
I know the answer.
Do you want some questions? Or do you
want I want some hints,
okay,
please.
Here's some hints. Did he call a co-conspirator on the police force? No.
No, he called Sting and Stuart Copeland.
Yeah. He called the police.
He broke into a house. He saw an album by The Police. Mm-hmm. He was such a fan. He remembered that he had their phone number. He called them.
He remembered.
Yeah. Oh, well, wait. And I have police.
And they're number. Just hanging out together.
It's no. Also 911.
Before breaking in, how many people called 911?
Hi, this is The Police. Wait, what?
Hi, this is Sting. No, I'm trying to call the police. Yeah, this is Sting.
Yeah, this is Sting.
Oh,
do you want
no.
me to get you Stuart Copeland? Mm-hmm.
Please come quickly. Well, I don't know.
Is Roxanne there? Let me check. Roxanne! before breaking in, had he intended to call the police? No.
I can't.
Was he arrested? Yes.
Are you going to send a cop car? You don't have to turn on the red light.
So we do only know one police song.
Message in a box.
Oh, that would have been good. No, he's not. Can I take a message in a bottle? He's not home.
Stuart Copeland's not here right now, but if you leave a message in a bottle, he'll
so
get back
funny.
To you in 3 to 4 years.
Fuck. I'm dizzy from laughing so hard.
That sucks. Truly sucks for you to be dizzy from laughing so hard. Does anyone want to venture a guess into why the burglar called
hurt.
The police?
He got hurt.
That is very close. Yes, yes, yes.
A dog attacked him.
No, not a dog.
He had a heart attack from the stress.
Actually, I guess it doesn't... You'll never guess this, so you got it.
I don't know.
He got hurt. Once inside the house, he fell, breaking his leg. Pulling a telephone down from a table, he called an emergency police number for help, and though arrested, received treatment for his leg.
Nice.
A broken leg is not... Unless he's, like, really broken and, like, bleeding out... Just leave. Just crawl out.
I want to see a scene.
What, his freaking arm's broken?
What, your freaking arm broke? I want to see a scene. JPC, you're going to be a burglar.
Okay.
Aaron, you're going to be a 911 dispatcher.
Sure.
Who's a big fan of the police.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you go into a house to burgle it, but as you go inside, you break your heart, and you're going to call the police.
Okay.
911, what is your emergency? Kevin.
Stacy, don't hang up.
Kevin.
Stacy, don't hang up.
I'm at work.
I'm in a house.
Okay.
I broke into a house.
Is this an emergency?
Oh, P.S. The house you broke into is International House of Pancakes.
Okay. Is this an emergency?
I'm going to eat myself to death.
Kevin, are you at IHOP?
You have to come here and arrest me. Kevin. Stacy, you have to come here and arrest me.
Kevin, you know I'm seeing someone, right?
I don't care. Who is he? Tell me. No, don't tell me. Is he taller than me?
Yes.
Fuck. How much taller?
Like a lot, like significant. Not just like taller, but like
baby,
more built.
Baby, come back to bed. We're having such good tantric sex. It's been 28 hours.
That's my roommate's boyfriend. She's talking to her. My boyfriend's actually very cool.
You know what my favorite vowels are? E-O.
Why can I hear him so clearly? Is he talking into a phone?
Yeah.
Every breath I take. Right into the phone.
What, he just picked up the phone in his room?
Yeah.
Well, tell him to hang up.
No,
hang
you know
up.
What? You know, I'm happy that he's here. Like, what do we have left to say to each other, Kevin?
I love you, and I'm in love with you.
You're not. You're neither of those things.
I can change. I can be better.
No, you can't. Just eat your pancakes. No, eat your pancakes. Go cheat on me some more.
But first of all, I didn't cheat on you, okay? I cheated with you.
Okay, I will go over it again. You saw a woman. She sort of looked like me.
Yes.
You asked her out on a date.
Yes.
You took her out to dinner.
I was falling in love with you all over again.
But that wasn't me. It was someone who, and I saw her picture only sort of. It's just that we both had bangs.
In the red light.
We just had bangs. Kevin, I've had enough.
You both bangs so well. Wait.
I'm going to get Roxanne on the phone and she's going to really chew you out.
No, you don't have to turn on the red light. Please, hear me out. Okay, come to the IHOP.
No.
Bring money.
No.
I don't have any money. And when I said I broke it, it's open 24/7.
Kevin, do you know how many calls I've gotten that I've ignored? In. How many 911 calls I've gotten and ignored
that
since we started
love.
This conversation?
That must be love.
No.
Okay, take one of those other calls.
Okay, hold on. 911, what
it's
is your emergency? Oh my God,
I have
Kevin.
Four phones here.
Kevin.
I've been calling the switchboards all
911, what is your emergency?
Hello, I'm a very old woman.
Kevin.
And my name's Kevin.
911, what is your emergency?
I'm a dog at the Seattle airport and
Kevin.
I've been shot. It's me.
It's me.
Hey, Aaron and JPC.
Hey, Adeline and Aaron.
There's a Star Wars character called blank blank Tarkin.
Darth Vader.
The Sandbox.
What?
Grand Moff Tarkin, Sandbox Tarfin.
Huh? Grand Moff Tarkin, Sandbox Tarfin.
That's 45 degrees, my friend, because it's a slant rhyme.
Oh, boy.
Huh? Hey, Sandy.
This is what? This is a slant friendship.
I find your lack of rhyme disturbing.
Oh, Sandy.
Thanks for coming back.
Sandy, welcome to the show. Welcome to your sandbox.
I've been here the whole time. I never left.
We love this little castle you've built.
Mm-hmm.
Can we come inside?
Smash.
Oh, no, the water.
Even twice as big as it. good to be here. How are you?
Good.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Should we get into some sweet, sweet sandbox puzzles?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we should. We will. I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
We're waiting on you.
I'm very ready.
I feel like everyone's being very coy right now.
or passive aggressive. Are you ready? I'm ready. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
So what I brought for you today is one of the puzzles that originally came from the ones that I post on Twitter. I'm going to give you a phrase that is blank of the blank, okay?
Lord of the Rings.
Father of the Bride.
Sure. Examples, both of them.
Great.
Ones. The first word is going to be in the okay. So I'm giving you a clue for a phrase that is blank of the blank, like man of the world. Okay.
Okay.
But instead of saying man, I'm going to say something that is a man, and instead of saying world, I'm going to say something that rhymes with world. So, for example, for man of the world, I would say Carl of the curled, because Carl is a man's name, and mm-hmm. curled rhymes with world.
So, sort of like sandbox tarfin.
Is the second one always going to rhyme?
The second one will always rhyme, and the first one will always be a member of the category of the first one. So, okay. For example, now if I said Florida of the fart,
state of the heart.
And for an added flavor, both of these words are going to start with the same letter. So like Carl of the curled, Florida of the fart.
All right, love it.
All right. Ginsburg of the geese.
Alan of the lease.
Poet. Justice of the peace.
You got
justice
it. Because Ginsburg's a justice and geese rhymes with peace. Jog of the Jill.
Run of the hill.
Run of the mill. Tom of the twinks.
Okay, Sandy, that was great to have you on, but we're going to move on.
I fell.
Tom of the Twinks.
I realized what this clue said halfway through it, but anyway, here we are.
You're Tom of the Twinks, the Georgia Twinks?
So, any Tom famous Tom?
Is it
so Tom is
thing?
A cat.
No.
Train.
We're looking for a last name, a fictional Tom.
Tom Sawyer.
Tom of the Twinks.
Sawyer of the rink.
Tom.
It's
cat,
Tom,
mouse.
Tom boy, Tom cat.
His last name starts with R.
It's Tom a Riddle. Fictional
wizard.
Riddle's right.
Oh,
Tom Riddle.
No, I forgot
so
this.
Riddle
of the
Sphinx.
Sphinx.
Riddle of the Sphinx.
Tom of the Twinks.
Only word I could rhyme with Sphinx was Twinks, I guess. Here we go. Now here's some more that were submitted by others. Bisque of the Bay.
Soup of the day.
Soup of the day.
Hell yeah.
That sounds good. I'll have that. Dumb and Dumber.
I've replaced the word bitch in my lexicon with bisque because I think it sounds funnier anyway.
And somehow
bisque,
meaner.
Please.
I'd rather you call me a bitch than a bisque.
Hot bisque.
That brings us to our first episode of Bisque Court.
Call me lobster bisque.
Bangs of the bog.
Hair of the log.
Hair of the dog.
Hair
of the log. Well, a little hair of the log never hurt me.
Well, I got bit by a log.
Blubber of the band.
Jerry Lewis movie.
Whoa.
Of what?
Jerry Lewis.
Did you say blubber?
Oh, blubber.
Flubber?
That's
what'd you say?
Blubber. I said blubber.
Oh, whale. What was the second part?
Blubber of the band.
Blubber of the band.
Chicken
blubber
of the
land. Kind of
chicken of the
fat.
Land.
Fat.
Fat. Fat of the land.
Fat of the land. Louis of the Load.
Ostracized comedian of the abode.
Yeah. Is it ostracized comedian of the abode? Louis, a king of the hill.
King of the
chodes.
With
castle.
King of the chodes. King
well,
of the
rhymes with load. Commode.
Load.
King of the
king
load.
Of the road.
King of the road.
nice.
Watermelon of the womb.
Fruit
what's
the
wait,
loom.
What?
Fruit of the loom.
What's a watermelon? The fuck is he talking about?
I can't handle
watermelon.
Here we go.
Dreidel of the Dower.
Jew of the Hour.
We both jumped on that.
Goopy, 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 goop. These are great.
I wish I wouldn't have yelled Jew of the Hour.
I'm what's disappointed.
A dreidel
too.
Is a kind of what?
Toy.
Toy.
Top. Top of the
top
hour.
Of the hour.
Top of the hour.
Newscast.
Top of the hour. Hour.
No, what's happening in your beckon lids?
And today's Jews.
Morton. Morton of the Mirth.
Saul of the Earth.
Nailed it.
Wow. Nice, Adel.
Because we're down the street from Morton.
Interesting.
Saul.
Yeah.
My girl's always got an umbrella.
That's because it's always raining.
It's because it's a painting and she doesn't change.
Good
wait,
point,
wait,
Sandy.
Wait, wait, wait.
Good
what?
Point, Sandy.
I'm sorry to break it to you. She's not human.
Well, if that
is,
witch
is that why
does
the
her
Smacks
job,
frog is
she'll
always
come
smiling?
To life at night.
The two pieces of art that you know are the Morton's Girl and the Smacks Frog.
Those are the two that are married in my dreams.
You know about how that whole factory collapsed a few years ago? Like the whole wall of that
the
factory.
The Smacks
collapsed?
Factory?
The Morton factory down the street. Do you know about this?
Mm-mm.
This is true. The wall factory.
Eroded from salt?
Yeah. And disintegrated and bajillion gallons of salt poured out of the factory onto like all of the cars in the parking lot.
Well, at least now the cars slipped on ice.
Okay.
Yep, that's the silver lining there.
Did they throw some of the factory over their shoulder?
Nice. I like that one.
Libra of the Limes.
Sign of the times.
There you go. And this one's for Aaron.
Well, we'll all answer.
No.
Did you hear me? Jupiter of the Japes.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Jupiter.
These are clues for phrases that are homophones. So like if I said breakfast series, you'd say cereal.
Got it.
Two words, sound the same.
Got it.
Which we have to take a pause. Anytime cereal is mentioned, we have to all bow to the king of podcasts. Of course, there were no podcasts before cereal. There are none after. We are all living in its shadow.
I'm going to bow to Kix the cereal because I like Kix.
Honestly, I'm still working my way through season two. I really want to know what they did to Bo Burnham. I'm still so concerned with him. He's a young comedian. He's very popular, and I hope he makes it out of Iraq.
Asia McClain, if you are listening, you are welcome on the show anytime.
I'm ready for this.
Can I tell a quick story about listening to Serial Season 3?
You can.
There is a Season 3, yeah.
Did I tell the story? No. I was listening to, I got into Lyft and I had my, during, while Season 3 was happening, so I was listening to it on my headphones, and the driver said, do you mind, he's got music playing, it's like, is this too loud? And I go, actually, I don't mind, I'm listening to a podcast with my headphones. And he goes, oh, okay. And he turns off the music, because now he's going to listen to what he wants to listen to, which is Serial Season 1. So now I've got Sarah Koenig in my headphones talking about Cleveland. And then every time she pauses, I hear her in the background talking about Audra.
And then she got into your lift line.
What kind of...
And then started doing Season 2 from memory.
That's crazy. Yeah. What kind of asshole hadn't listened to Serial Season 1 already? Is he re-listening?
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Did he give a little giggle when the person said mail camp?
Is it too late to give this guy 2 stars? I mean,
all right, let's do this.
All right, here we go. Okay, so we know the premise. Cereal. Here we go.
Got it.
The entire pit.
Hole.
Nice.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, I should get a bell. I should bring a bell.
Oh, my God.
Why don't I have a bell?
We have a little trump. There's a little trumpet over there.
Is there one that could be ding, ding? A homophone game? Mm. Well, it's too late now.
Okay.
Wow.
Only spirit.
Ghost.
One.
Only spirit.
Only spirit.
Airline.
Air. No, that doesn't make any sense, but that is one.
Corporeal.
Only spirit. Another word for spirit is...
What's another one? Spirit. Only. Yes, we do.
Only. Solo.
Soul.
Fuck.
Scribble. How you doing? Soul.
You're doing soul.
Scribble.
Scribble correctly.
Right.
Treasured buck.
Dear.
Just cost.
Fair. Fifi! Fifi. Fifi. I was wrong. It's Fifi.
Rabbit fur.
Hair.
Current present.
Donald Trump.
Whoa, I just spoiled that one. Wow. The answer is present. The clue is supposed to be current gift.
Well, they say current president.
Current president.
Sometimes I'll do that on my Twitter puzzles.
You really?
Sometimes I'll put the answer up and people are like, I can't get it. And then I'll look and I'll be like, one of the items is actually the answer. Like, you're supposed to remove 2 letters and I've done it already. Encounter flesh.
Skin.
Ooh.
Fucky.
Grin skin. Fucky.
Right.
Encounter flesh.
So next time you're in a fucky, call it this instead.
Encounter
epidermis,
flesh.
Epidermis. Encounter flesh.
What is it called when you encounter someone?
Meat.
Carcass continues.
Meat.
Meat repeat.
The adventures Body. Of meat repeat. Carcass continues.
Corpse.
Death.
Continues. Oh, boy.
Carcass continues.
Yeah, continues is not the best word for this. Anyway.
What's the best word?
The best word would be...
Give us the best
stays.
Word.
Stays.
Remains. Remains, remains.
Remains.
Sugary set.
Sugary...
Or sugary hotel room.
Sweet.
There you go. Cultivated loaf. Or like cultivated a loaf. Cultivated as in like...
Oh, cultivated loaf. Take a shit.
You call your shit...
A loaf? Yeah.
Bread?
Yeah.
Bread, bread.
Oh, bread, bread. Bread.
The little the Little Mermaid font.
Ariel, Ariel.
Oh, got it. And finally, last one, a beach puzzler.
Sandbox.
Sandbox.
No. Sandy, Sandy.
There you
yeah.
go.
Sandy, yeah. Sandy.
Sandy, Sandy. All right.
Oh, wow.
Sandy,
that was
Sandy, thank you so much for coming by.
Speaking of that.
You're welcome.
So do you have anything to...
Sandy snuck himself in there, too.
I know. That was my... That was my that was my Aaron Kiefer Sutherland
of the episode.
Still the best moment on this show.
I thought about bringing in a puzzle set that where all the answers are Aaron or Keith.
You can still do that. I'll forget.
Okay.
I'll forget.
I'll
do
it. Anything to plug, Sandy?
Same old, same old. MysteryLeague.com where I...
thank you for saying same old, same old. Continuing in the vein of
the game.
Repeating.
Right. I was spelling same old differently both those times.
One of them was that Hobbit. same old game, jeez.
They're the same wise and they're the same old.
MysteryLeague.com where you can learn about all the games that
and that's where the robots talk in front of the movies.
Oh boy. MysteryLeague.com.
You got me that one.
Yeah, where you can learn all about the games that I make for corporate team building and other stuff.
Which
and
are incredible if you've never checked them out. I've played three of them.
I think you
mostly at my birthday parties, and they're the best.
Are you friends with all those people still?
With the people that I play that game with?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Then I think I've done my job.
Yeah. We're not really friends, but they're part of my corporate team.
Yeah, we formed a company together. I don't know
it's
why.
It's doing terribly because we keep trying to solve stuff.
Right. And then I'm on Twitter, PZLR.
Excellent. Great.
Thank you so much, Sandy.
Thanks for having me on.
And bon voyage.
Well, I was going to say bye-bye, but I couldn't, I couldn't think of a clever way to present that.
Goodbye.
See ya.
We have one more listener-submitted riddle for this episode. This is from Ashley Millar. I think that's how you would say that. Riddle for the podcast, you will probably be annoyed by it. You wake up in a room with no windows or doors. In the room is a table and a mirror. How do you get out?
You saw yourself in the mirror, and you see a saw. You saw nope. yourself in the mirror. You saw the what you saw
nope.
it in half.
Nope. You make some Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid man burst through the wall, walk out through the silhouette he left from his big body.
I saw a saw, and I saw the table in half, and then I... Half there's the window, and I got it, and I'm great at riddles, and everything's coming up Aaron.
Aaron, you did get it. That's correct. Kind of. You mumbled your way through a correct, mostly okay. correct answer.
What is it?
You look in the mirror. You see what you saw. You take the saw, cut the table in half. You put the table halves together to make a hole. Then you put the hole in the wall, and you climb out.
Oh, logic.
Wordplay.
Yeah. They said you'd probably be annoyed. Aaron got it immediately. Immediately she got that riddle.
Well, I got a tiny bit of the first part of it and did not get the second part.
Does it say anything about Kool-Aid Man?
Oh, yeah. It says love the Kool-Aid Man. So Ashley Millar was a pseudonym for the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley, thank you so much for sending that riddle in. You can send us riddle submissions to hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
And if Sting played the Kool-Aid Man, I think it might go a little something like this. Oh, yeah. I do want to, before we do our plugs, I do want to mention some hashtag whittleware.
Oh, okay.
On Instagram or Twitter. If you ever buy any of our merch, please send us a picture of you wearing that merch with the hashtag whittleware with W's, like Waluigi. And we'll give you a shout out. So here's on Instagram, we have Mia Malvasia, Comedy Nerd 101, K. Grace Higley, XO So Much Better, Dantendo 64, who sent us a picture of him dabbing.
Nice.
Julia BFD, Emily Rose MZ, Kevin Gregory. And then on Twitter, we have Kylie Kern, Chris Atkinson, at Antique Anger, Joe Harding, Ianette Cohen, Caden Pruitt, at Critical Nat, Delta _ Jacob, Half Vigilante, Schmilashmot.
That can't be
Smash Mouth. Daniel Spencer, Claire Lewis, and Carrie Grace. Thank you all so much for buying some sweet, sweet whittleware. And everyone, please. And if we haven't read your hashtag Riddleware, send us an email at heyriddleriddle@gmail.com with the subject line.
Is it
HRRpodcast@gmail.com.
HRRpodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email with the subject line, what the fuck?
And
yeah.
All caps.
And we'll give you a shout
all
out.
All caps, please.
Yes. You can follow me, speaking of social media, you can follow me at Adil Rafai. You can see me in World News Tonight. You can check out my other podcast, Siblings Peculaire, and Hello from the Magic Tavern. JPC, anything to plug?
Yeah, you can just follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly, Instagram at SharkBarkman, and then come to one of my dog fights. I fight the dogs.
My name is Aaron Keith, and remember me? My name's Aaron Keith 10 at on Instagram.
Really kicked
in. Yeah, I all of a sudden hit my wall. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, and I will talk about what shows I'm in there. And then if you can message me, if you have the courage, then I will give you free tickets.
You cowards.
You cowards.
And Aaron, I know another place full of cowards, and it's a planet pretty far out there in outer space.
What JPC planet? Boom, gotcha, Jupiter. Gah.
Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.